Now listen to him. He says, henceforth I call you not servants. Now that's the term in the Old Testament. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father have made known unto you. And this is lovely. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And that means he's responsible, by the way. And he's chosen us what? That we should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of my Father in my name, he may give it you. And answers to prayer is a pretty good barometer of our spirituality. These things I command you, that you love one another. Now, this should be the relationship of believers. But notice what will happen if you're a child of God. The world's going to hate you. Unfortunately, you've got folk in the church today that honestly are not born again. And they're the ones that will hate you. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Now, he says, if you were of the world, why, the world would love his own. Beware again of the Christian who's popular with the world. A child of God cannot be popular with the world. To me, that was always the test of whether a Hollywood star was converted. I taught the Bible class there quite a few times many years ago, and I always used that as a barometer. How are they loved by the world? The world won't love a real child of God. Cannot. Now he moves on down here. He says, he that hateth me hateth my Father also, verse 23. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. You see, the Lord turned the light on. Anyone turns the light on, why, the thing's going to happen. The rats and the snakes and the bugs and the lizards hate it, and they're going to run for cover, and they'll hate the one who turns it on, by the way. He says they hated me without a cause, no reason for it. Now he gives this wonderful word. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And the way that you tell whether the Spirit of God is working is whether he's glorifying Christ or not. And ye shall bear witness, because ye've been with me from the beginning. The apostles bore a particular witness that no one else could bear concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.